But although her body was, I thought, really sexy, because I love skinny versus fat women, she was quite reserved and shy whenever I met her before, and her face was fairly of a typical strict school teacher, and she wore large round glasses. Not unattractive, but she was sort of showing her age in her face. When B and Gigi walked in, they both seemed quite excited, and B told me that Gigi had some serious problems with her husband, and she wanted to talk to me about it. So, Gigi, what's the problem then? I will try to help, but I'm not sure what I can do. My husband say cannot get job in New Zealand on holiday visa, and still waiting long time for marriage visa, maybe another 6 month to 1 year. But I have many debts and need money. I give up job in bank and now cannot find work in Thailand. Now he no talk with me, get angry all the time. He say I only talk about money all the time, but have no choice. I marry him to go New Zealand and cannot get visa to work. I see, so how do you think I can help you? Need work, have to make money. B say you start new business with German man. I can work with you and B. But we haven't started yet, and I have no idea if it's going to be good or not. But I have an idea. B, have you told Gigi all about the device? Yes, I tell, and she want to try. So Gigi, are you willing to have the devices inserted? Yes, I want to have, and I work for you. You pay me, and I can be test model. Like B tell me, German man's wife have same same. So you want to be our test model and show the clients how the device works. And maybe later you can open some doors for us in New Zealand. No, cannot. I want stay Thailand. No go back New Zealand. Husband no good. He go crazy me. We no talk. No have sex. I see. So B, what about Jit? You said she wanted to have the devices inserted too. Yes, Jit and Gigi and Mon, the hairdresser one you talk about yesterday. So that's three of your friends all willing to have them. But Gigi wants to work with us. Interesting. I'm going to talk to Marcus and see what he suggests. I left B and Gigi chatting away in Thai and went to call Marcus. He told me that it was perfect if Gigi wanted to work for us because his wife and his sister were not going to be available all the time. They like to do their own thing, but will help out when they can. He said to bring all the girls round on Sunday and will arrange some drinks and Thai snacks to get them relaxed and in the mood. He said he usually makes a very strong tropical pina colada cocktail punch drink. The Thais love it and the main ingredients are coconut, pineapple, Thai whiskey, and vodka. Then when everyone is in the mood, he will do a demonstration with Lek and Nat to show them how it works. Then we can get on with the training on the insertion procedure with B and myself. Then later on in the afternoon, I can invite some extra guys in to even up the genders and have a party. I explained everything to B and Gigi, who then rang Jit and Mon, so everything was arranged. I couldn't wait to have a play with Gigi, but there was going to be plenty of time for that over the coming weeks and months. But I still wanted to see if B was up for a bit of fun with her this evening before the party tomorrow. So what's the plan for this evening, babe? Is Gigi staying with us or going home? I can stay with you. No want go home. No have money, and everyone think I big money because I marry Farang, Gigi answered without asking B. B smiled at me and said, you lucky man, have two lady tonight. They both started giggling, so I went off to have a shower and get ready for an interesting afternoon and evening. About an hour later, B asked me if I was going to get some drinks in from the local 7-Eleven. That's what I was waiting to hear. So I jumped in the car and shot round to get some wine and beers in. Gigi and B had both showered and were sitting by the pool in bikinis and colorful beach wraps when I returned. I grabbed an ice bucket and filled it with ice and beers, then put the wine in the fridge, took it outside, and told them I was going to get my swimwear on. I also took a Viagra, as I knew tonight and tomorrow were going to be a tad demanding, to say the least. An hour later, and they'd drunk a bottle and a half of wine, and B was being much more open and talking about what happened at Marcus's house the other day. She even told Gigi all about Jit and me in the bar, and what happened at her house later. The wine had definitely loosened them up. By Dante.
Narrated by Drew Dogwood.